Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
Remembering Their Smiles by Connie Cushing, Cincinnati, Ohio, USA. I was shocked, to say the least, by the news I saw on 11 September 2001. We turned the television on about 1 minute into the World Trade Center disaster. I know this is devastating for New Yorkers who work and live in the city, and for Americans who mourn the loss of fellow countrymen. This event really got to my family, because my three boys and I were just in New York last week. I'd always wanted to see the city that never sleeps and thought it would be a unique experience for the boys. We started in New Jersey and crossed the Hudson. We took pictures of the famous skyline, toured the Statue of Liberty, Staten Island, Times Square, and rode buses and subways. By far, the most impressive sight was the World Trade Center towers. Their grandeur and awe-inspiring mass was overwhelming. At first, my boys were a little frightened to go up. They had heard of the bombing at the World Trade Center 8 years before and were skeptical. A World Trade Center employee heard me trying to relieve their fears and chimed in. He said that the towers were designed to withstand earthquakes and other disasters, that he'd been working at the towers then, and that he felt safe there. So then my children felt safe also. I fear elevators, so going up to the roof of the South Tower was challenging. The elevator operator was jovial, teased me, and made me laugh despite my anxiety. One of our companions is afraid of heights and suffers from vertigo. When on the roof, she was too anxious to take a picture of the boys and me near the edge. A security guard came over and took the picture for us and eventually talked her over to the edge to look out. It helped that the guardrail was there and that the section wasn't exactly on the edge of the building but had a roof beneath it. So we were all in the picture. Everyone in New York was friendly and helpful. After all, we had tourist written all over our faces. All in all, it was one of my most memorable experiences ever. Now my memory will be forever ingrained with those people. They went out of their way to make our trip more pleasant and enjoyable with a smile and a joke. The New Yorkers we met had a gentle way of setting a stranger at ease in a big and daunting place. I will always remember them for that. But even more so now, for today, I know those people may be no more. I feel privileged for knowing them, even if only for a moment in time.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.